In my wide-eyed youth, I was an enormous Buffy fan, watched it absolutely to death. So meeting Nancy Holder today was an extremely nice surprise. I knew the name immediately, and while I've never actually read Buffy fiction, just the name was so familiar that it sort of brought me up short. And it's also got me thinking. I'm doing this fandom panel at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning at Nine Worlds. Not that there's going to be anybody at that one. But it's got me thinking about how it must be different to write for somebody else's franchise. You know, when you get given something like Buffy, when obviously you have to adhere to probably an enormous book of rules as to what you can and cannot do, what you can and cannot play with, what you can and cannot break. I don't really know anything about it. I know various people who do this, who write for Doctor Who or for Torchwood or for Star Trek or whatever it may be. And I'm thinking it must be a very, very strange thing to be given someone else's toys to play with. You know, the toys are extremely cool, but you absolutely cannot break them. It's all very well when you're writing for yourself, because if you go off at a tangent and a character happens to die, well, you know, there you go, the character happens to die. But God forbid, if you go off at a tangent when you're writing for somebody else and Buffy meets an untimely end, well, I'm reckoning so do you. Strange thing, I'm probably going to have to think about this some more.